The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Zayin, and there we are at the Halakha Mishnah in the middle of the Daf, Harei Alei Yayin. So we've been talking about what are the standard where a person isn't mefarish particularly. What would be the standard nedava when somebody mentions things like gold, silver, copper? Here we're moving on to other things that are actually brought on the Mizbeach. And what would be the din if he says, I was mefarish and I forgot what I was mefarish? In all these cases, we want to basically see the difference between the minimum and the maximum, which also gets us into the machlokis that we had between Rebbe and the Chachomim about whether the maximum includes the minimum. That's really what started the whole thing, or whether we need to relate to each little piece individually. So the Mishnah begins with Harei Alayayin Lo Yivchot Nishlosh Alugin. Somebody who donates wine, since the minimal model, and we've seen this all along, we can't create karbonot out of whole cloth. There needs to be a model somewhere for such a karbon. Now we do have the Minchat Nesachim. We did learn out from Ribui in the Pesukim. We're going to see we have two possible Ribuim, that there is an extension of Nedavot even into the liquid, which we never found until we discovered the Nesachim in Parshat Shlach, and therefore we need to utilize that as the model. Since the minimal of the Nesachim was the Nisrei Keves, which is Revi Itayin, and Revi Itayin is three lugin, therefore you can't give less than three lugin. Shemen, assuming of course that you can give Shemen, but we do want to be on Rabbi Tarfon's side, he started early after all. So Shemen, lo yivchot milog. The Lok Shemen, now there already we have a model not in the Parsha of Nesachim. And this, of course, is where we start getting a little suspicious. Because where is the model for Shemen? Is the model for Shemen the Mitzorah, Lok Shemen? Is it the standard Yisaron for Mincha, which contains the Lok Shemen? Is it the extension? I mean, where do we get the idea? Is it the extension of Ezrat that we saw before by the Nesachim? Then it should be the same as the Yayin. The only Shemen that we had was, again, three Lugin. So here's where something is off. And indeed, Rebbe Omer Shlosha Lugin. Now that seems to make more sense, and it's consistent with the Yayin. Perashti, v'en yodei ama perashti, yavi kiyom mirubam. If he doesn't remember what it was that we said, then we assume that what he said was the biggest day of the year for Nesachim, and the biggest day of the year for Nesachim, if you work it out, is the first day of Sukkot, with the 14 the Kvasim, and the 13 Parim, and the Shmei Elim, and he better open his wallet, because you got 140 lug of Shemen and 140 lug of Yayin. And anybody tries to walk in and buy a simple liter of Shemen was basically better close his bank account nowadays. If you're talking about this kind of oil. Tana Rabbanan, who would have thought that counterfeit oil would be a big business, you know, with serial numbers and laser holograms, and that's what's going on in this country. Tana Rabbanan, the word Ezrach that we darshan, kola Ezrach yaseh kacha, we went through this drasha earlier, because we got into this question just a couple weeks ago. So Ezrach, Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha, teaches us that you're mitnadvim yayin. V'kama shlosh alugin. Now how do you know minayin shimra tzelo sif yosif, that you don't have to give only this? That was our question. Does it mean yosif, as we just had in the Mishnah, other than the amount that would be roi for the aisle, another that would be roi for the par? That didn't make sense. I mean, that's just as good a model. And this got into the question of a must mean five. So that was the shail of whether the Nesachim are kavua as that or not. So in any event, you can be mosif, because it says, Talmud lomar, yihyeh, it says, kachem kager yihyeh lifnei Hashem. Yochol Yifchot, you might think you could just give a lug, let's say, Talmud Lomar, Kacha. Kacha in the Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha is referring to the Nesachim, and therefore the minimum is three. Shemen lo yivkot ben alog. Rabbi Omer shlosha alugin. So here is where we get into the question. Amarkam iflugin. Amru Rabbanu kamei Rav Papa. Now in the Beit Midrash, they wanted to suggest to Rav Papa that perhaps the machloket over here is the famous machloket of don mina umina v'don mina v'ukim ba'atraka miflugin. Assuming that the makor is indeed a mekor that we choose, let's say, from either Mincha or Nesachim, and this is where we start getting confused a little bit, then the question is, do we follow consistently, don mina umina, all of the dinim of the mekor from whence it's derived, or don mina v'ukibatra, do we bring it back into the set of items of which it's a part, and having once been marbet, even though it's from some other set, it still retains the dinim of its own set. We've seen this machloket 100 times. So the machloket therefore would be like this. The Rabbanan who say that you can actually bring as little as a log of shemen, they say, don mina umina, stick to the din. Where did I learn it from? Ma mincha mitnadvim. Now, of course, that's not what we just said a moment ago. We said the makor is the sachim mitnadvim. But here, the Talmidim in the yeshiva of Rav Papa assumed that the makor was mincha. Therefore, they said, just like the mincha yikli menadev, yikli menadev shemen, and stick with the dinim of mincha. Just like the amount of shemen that is brought for a mincha is a log, so too shemen is belog. Whereas Rebbe Savardon minavu uki be'atra, mincha mitnadvim shemen nami mitnadvim. But where do we find a type of nedava in which we would relate specifically to the liquid? Even though, of course, but the nesach is also mixed, but nonetheless, the Torah talks about precisely how much shemen there is per korban, and that's the nesachim. So therefore, this is similar to a nesach, because, look, you're not putting it together over here with a mincha. So take it from the Nesachim. Just like the Nesachim is Shloshet Lugin, so too the Shemen should also be Shloshet Lugin.
Did we have a word that began the Limud?
Well, that's what we need to get back into. We thought that we had learned it from Ezrach. But remember that they're making an assumption that the Domina is from Mincha. We did have a Raya from Mincha, and that was the extra word Korban that we used for Eitzim. To which Papa replied, well, it would all be very cute if Mincha was the Makor, but it's not. So, imi Mincha gomar lo, I think you're wrong, and of course you're getting back to what we just said. If the Makor would have been Mincha, and that would be where Rebbe was learning it from, so then, kuliyamu pligi don mi no mi na, there would have been no argument about this. Definitely would have been three. Nobody would have said, you could get away with a log. It's just that the Mekor is not from Mincha. It's Rebbe is Me'ezrach Gomir La, and therefore the Don Mina Umina would be actually talking about Shlosh Alugin, not like what you were saying. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Eitav Natan Rav Papa, how can you say that we learn it out from Ezrach, and Rebbe therefore is just simply saying Don Mina Umina in terms of Nesachim? Vatanya, it says beferish in the Braita, that the extra word korban that appears by mincha, nefesh kitakrif, korban mincha, that comes to teach us melamed shebitnadvim shemen, v'kama shemen shlosha lugin. Now, who is the man yomer says shlosha lugin? That was Rebbe, the rabbonon old lugachot. So man shama, the yomer shlosha lugin, Rebbe. And he's not bringing it from Ezrach, he's bringing it from the kitakrif korban Minchaka maitelami korban. Amalei Rav Papa, selavi. Itanya tanya. I can't argue with the facts. Pirashti ve'in yodea ma pirashti. Yaviki yom meruba. What is the yom meruba? The yom tavarisha shachag shachaliot b'shabbat that brings us together with the additional nisachim for the musaf. It also brings us up to 140 different Lugim. Zokre the Mishnah, Hare Alai Ola. And he doesn't say what kind of Ola. Well, again, the rule is always bring the least. I mean, you want to bring more, you got to prove that the guy said more. But as long as he would be Yotzi in Ola, he would be Yotzi. So bring the smallest Ola. The smallest Ola is a Keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, why stick with a Keves? You go all the way down to a bird, no? Otoro ben Yona. Pirashti min habakar venio de amapira. And I said I was going to bring a kind of Ola from the bovines, but I didn't say what. Well, there's only two possibilities, because an ola has to be a male. Therefore, you have to bring both a par and an egel. Now we start to get suspicious here, because of the issue that we had earlier of whether the larger variety incorporates, you'd be yotzing a smaller one. If you say you have to bring both the par of an egel, that's like saying by the mincha, you have to bring 60 different menachot, each one of one size. One of one, and one of two, and one of three. But that was only Rebbe. And in the end, we're going to be forced to say that indeed, this is Rebbe too. Now how about if he says, I said I was going to bring a specific animal, but darn, I can't remember which one. Any of the amapirashi. So then you have to move out of the bovines, and you would be able to have a suffix and a whole slew of whatever is kosher for an ola. And that would include, of course, the parvegel we just mentioned. But now you're going to have to move into the sheep and goat family. The sheep, again, you're going to be stuck only with males. And therefore, you could bring the isle, you bring a sawyer, or you could bring the younger version, which is the gdi and the tlet. Pirashti ve'inio de'ama pirashti. If you said you're going to bring without explaining what, then you'd have to bring more than that, because there you're not saying, I said dafka mammal. You'd have to bring above and beyond those. You'd have to bring a torna ben yona. Ariel I told Dao Shlamim. Oh boy, now you really get into a mess, because then you got to bring the females too. So there, if you didn't say anything, you can get away with the same keves. But if you said something, you got to remember. So we expand it. Pirashti min abakar, but I don't know what. Okay, there you got to add the para and the egla to the par and the ego that you had by the ola. Fair enough. So par ve para, ego ve egla.
He didn't take a specific animal. He said, this species, of this type.
Bovine. I said I'm going to bring something of a bovine. I didn't know. I said, but I don't remember what. I remember it was a bovine. I get that picture every time I think about what I said. But I can't remember which one. And how about if he says, I said some kind of mammal, but I can't remember which one. So then he guys got to bring the par and the para and the egel and the egla. Then he's got to bring not only the isle and the sawyer, he's got to bring the isle and a rechela. Got to bring a ewe, and he's got a she-goat also to add to the sawyer. And if he's going to bring the youngsters, the kids have to be male and female too. So you got a gedi and a gediya and a tle and a talya. Okay, now, so what is the value of what you would have to bring? So if somebody says a Reali Shor, he should be paying Yavihu, together with the value of the Nesachim, should be a mona. And that, the Rambam says, is nothing but a standardized, at the time, at the place, value, which was sort of the mean value of a par, and therefore we assume, a Shor, and therefore we assume that the person wants to give a standard, normal carbon. Rashi says that it's some type of halakha l'vashmisinai, kachmit parishitino v'torosh ba'alpeh, he says, which creates a lot of problems from other sugyas where we said that the Torah was not koveya any kind of particular value to anything but the case of the yosha. In any event, so the amount of the mana, would the mana being 100 dinar, which is 25 slain, so he would pay that, and that would include the nesach. If he says an egel, so an egel would be sufficient to pay chamesh, so five slayim would be 20 dinar. So the 25 dinar mona, which is mona by definition, is 100, would be 100 dinar. If he said an isle, standard isle would only be worth two slayim, which is 8 dinar. Yavihu unesachav bishayim. Keves, yavihu unechasav beselam. Over there, it would be enough pay only for dinner, and that's the smallest. If he specifies that he's going to bring a shor b'mana, so then, obviously, it has to be the shor itself that's the mana, and the shor wouldn't be the standard shor which would include the nesachim. There you'd have to pay a mana for the shor chutz min nesachim. The egel b'chamesh, so it could be true, you have to pay chamesh for the egel, so that's what he's adding here by saying that, and that would be chutz min nesachav. Ayo b'shtayim, you have the b'shtayim chutz min nesachav. Keves b'sela, you have the b'sela chutz min nesachav. Now how about if he says, shor b'mana, and he brings two instead that are worth a mana? He's not yotze, because he said shor b'mana. So it's not that it's just a value for an oila. It's the value of the shor. As a matter of fact, even if he brought two shvarim, each one of which was worth 99 dinar. So afilo zebamana chasadinim, zebamana chasadinar, it's also not enough. Suppose he said, I'm going to bring shachor, maybe lavan, lavan maybe shachor. Or he said, I'm going to bring a shor gadol, rivi katan, lo yatsa. But if he said katan, maybe gadol, yatsa. But Rebbe Omer lo yatsa. And here is where things sort of start to fall apart, because if Rebbe Omer lo yatsa, then that means that up until this point, we were going to leave it at Chachamim, apparently. But then why wouldn't the power include the Egel? That's what we're going to get into now. Now, the opening of the Mishnah that has a machloket about whether you need to give a minimum of a keves for an oila, or a minimum of a tor or ben yonah, then what would be the basis of such a thing? Don't think that the machlokas is whether a person who says an oila would include in his thinking an olat ha'of. That's not the machlokas. Everybody is made that the most you could be machayef a person is the minimum value of such a neder. The thing is that there are places, as a matter of fact, this was very common in certain places in Europe or very common in Africa, where it's always cheaper to buy meat. Because there, once you shecht an animal, you've got to get rid of that meat if there's no refrigeration. And therefore, there's no lo pligi, mar ki atre, actually, it depended on the locale. So, in Achinami, in the location where Eliezer, it was really cheaper to buy a keves, and because of that, he said that it's cheaper to buy a Torah ben Yonah. He said, you can go all the way down to Torah ben Yonah, but the gates of Rabbonon, it was more expensive. So, you went according to your place. That's only an indication of differing values.
Yes? In the Olivinore, would that be a factor?
No.
That's a sign. These are economic.
These are economic considerations. Over there, it's a question of, what you have available. Obviously, you're not in Mechuyib to spend more. Tan Rabban, Harei Alai Ola Besela. Somebody says, I want to bring an oil of besela, and he's referring to that standard thing that's brought besela, which is the keves. Shenach adavash karv besela gamis be'ach lekeves. The keves is karv besela. But suppose he says, Pirash, I said something, and it was worth a sela. Now, that doesn't mean the standard sela. It means that he specified something for a sela. So then, he'd have to bring mikol davar, Shikar of Besela, anything that he could buy that could be completely brought on the Mizbeach that would be worth a Sela, and obviously that he'd have to add money to, then he should bring that. Suppose he says, Pirashim in a Bakav in a Demah Pirashti, and here's where we get into our big problem. The Mishnah said you need to bring both a Parva Egel, and yet the end of the Mishnah said that it was only Reb who said that. So when it says over here, Parva Egel, why would you have to bring a Parva? Can't she bring a par? Leite par mamanav shach. That way the par would include the lesser value of the egel. Ah, but this must be Rebbe. Rebbe says, katan ve'digadol lo yatsa. Aha, I knew you would say that somehow. So now let's move on towards the end of the mission. E Rebbe, let's take a look at the end, where it says, shor b'mona ve'hevi shnayim b'mona. Lo yatsa. Va'filu ze b'mona chaser dinner. V'zeh b'mona chaser dinner. Shachor vevi lavan, lavan vevi shachor, gadol vevi katan, lo yatsa, katan vevi gadol yatsa. Yatsa. Well, who's that? Katan vevi gadol yatsa. And that's not Rebbe. Okay, that's the Rabbana. Rebbe Omer lo yatsa. Now, you must admit, this is a little strange. You start a Mishnah off with Rebbe Shita, and you use Rebbe Shita as the Rabbonim, basically. That's the Tanakhama, that's the Stam. Then you keep talking, and you tell me, Mina Stam, you would be Yotze, because the bigger one includes the smaller one. And then you say, but Rebbe says it wouldn't be. I mean, Reshiv is safe for Rebbe, and right in the middle, all of a sudden, you go, according to Rabbonim. Yes, because the way to understand this is that in Reshiv is safe for Rebbe, Mitzvah to Rabbonim, all that it's trying to do is to say, look, we want to introduce the fact to you, and that is that, Archikomer, Dover ze machloket Rebbe v'Rabbonim. What it was that we said, where we said, bring a parva ego. That's not true according to everybody. And we said, katan vevi gadol, that you would be yotzi. It's actually a machlok at the end of the Mishnah, coming to define everything that we've said until now. So wherever we had a case where you could have brought something big, which would have included something small, and we don't, and we say, oh, you're in big trouble, you've got to bring everything, and that's only Rebbe who says you got to bring everything. Otherwise, just bring the best. Would be like bringing the shishim esronot that we said to do for a mincha. And that indeed would have been the case. So the closing of the Mishnah is not another case. And then Rebbe comes to be chaylek. That's a misunderstanding. The closing of the Mishnah, just that last line, is a comment on all of the above. In other words, in general, katan vegi gadol, yatsa, Rebbe mer lo yatsa. Now, plug that into all of the cases that we've been discussing here. There's obviously many examples of katan vegi gadol. Well, you should know. Whatever it is that we said, we're not stam, is really machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan.
What's Rebbe's swara? It's not, the big doesn't
include. The specificity of the type.
You said something
That was the whole circuit we just had.
So the
Gemara asked by Machlokas what the Machlokas was, and the Gemara brought down this very Machlokas there.
Yeah, but he's just asking for the time.
And they say that the Gemara, because it's different than the Mizbeach, maybe.
Yeah, but what's the time? He's asking him, and what do you care if it's more on the Mizbeach? The point is the specificity. It was the union of Kedusha.
What did you say? I said something.
Let's forget about a case where it's a suffix. I know what I said. Uh-huh. I said an ego. Then I decided, you know what, I have enough money, or the price fell, whatever, let me buy something bigger. Is that a problem to bring something bigger? Rebbe says it's a problem. Because the nature of Kedusha is the specificity of the item that you want. It's the gift. Right. What do we focus on? I mean, the truth is, this is very, very much a menachot issue, because menachot, specifically, is about the gift. That's why it's nefesh. That's the whole element of menachot. So, as a matter of fact, I mean, one of the framework essays is on this issue. Take a look at the difference between the structure of the Rabbanot in Vayikra and the structure of the Rabbanot in Tzav, where the order is totally different. And there's a lot of violations of structure, whether in terms of value, in terms of species, in terms of type of harvest, many different elements taken into consideration. The difference between the two parashot lies in the question of whether we're focusing on the Nedava aspect or we're focusing on the Korban aspect. And that's basically what the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan really boils down to. Okay, continues the Gemara. Suppose, what about the case where we have all of these leftovers? Now, where did we get up to? What did I just say? We got up to the Tzanatam, right? Yeah. Okay, so we've already mentioned before, and that we're going to see how this is Nogea, our sugya over here. We already mentioned before that we've got six of these pushkas from the Dava, and we wanted to know what would be the din of the various, for some reason we need six, there were 13 total, six of them were from the Dava. The question is, what were the different issues that went into six different pushkas? And ultimately this has bearing on how it is that we understand those things that go to Motarot. So there it says in Shkalim, Shishala Nedava, and we argued Keneged Mi. So Chizkiya said, well, there were six Batei Avot of the Kohanim. Remember, all the Kohanim of each Mishmar worked, all the families of that Mishmar worked on the Shabbat, and that was the day they changed over to the Lech Mishmar. But every day of the week, one of the six Batei Avot of the Mishmar had their day. And the problem is that whatever was brought on that day was mechulak to them. So if there were motorot for the Kayetz HaMizbeach that had been set aside for that day, then they were the ones that benefited from all of the orot of the Olah, brought to the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now, as we know, Kohanim have a tendency to be fighters. They all always they look out for their own. So that's all we need is to have one pushka and then one Beit Av saying you took more out of it and I took out of it and so on. So, in order to preserve the peace, we made six different pushkas for each one of the Batei Avot, and then we numbered the Batei Avot, and they take their chances with whatever was put in whichever one, and it's sort of like, you know, it's all Min HaShamayim. This was your luck for today. This was your draw. And this was in order she had shalom zeim zeh. And we know that that was a very serious issue. In the Beit HaMikdash, we used to have a special tefillah that it should be b'shalom, ha'kalofa of the kohanim and so on, which we should have instituted in our Batei Knesset for the aliyahs and for the davenings and for the chiyuvim. But, you know, Mogen David Adom needs something to do on Shabbat, so we didn't want to be mitaken too much. Don't be so sure about that one. If there's six pushkas and everybody's got a separate pushka, they can't argue about what the luck brought you. Yeah, but there's always six pushkas for people to deposit. They can choose what they want to deposit in. Now the coin of Mishmar number one takes from pushka, rather Beit Av number one. He can only take from pushka number one. If there's a lot of olot in pushka number one, they're in luck. If not, they're not in luck. But, you know, it takes your chances. That's what Chizkiah suggests. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a very simple logistical issue. There's a lot of nadavas that people bring. And if we stuff these shofarot, we don't get air circulation. If we don't get air circulation, then the coins get moldy. They get ruined, and we lose money. There's a lot of oxidation. You keep it wet, it's bad news. So mitor shana dava miruba, tiknu lem shofarot mirubin, kedei shelo yitapshu hama'ot. Ziri says, well, it's actually, each one is keneged a different carbon. So in other words, somebody, let's say, wants to give a par for an oila. So he puts it into the par pushka. And if he wants to bring, and of course that had his particular value, I mean, that was a mona. So we understand that it's mechulak. Alpi mona, there's money in there. How many monot are in there? Each mona is a different carbon. And then if he brings an egel, so he puts five sela into the egel pushka. And then we know how many five cells are there in this. Okay, that's how many ola that we bring. So it makes sense that we have it in mechulak instead of this way. You'd have to go to the counter, which you do when you're bringing your personal carbon out. These are standard about that people are giving besides the motar. If you want to come in and bring a carbon chatas, whatever you have, you buy it, a chit. But where you're stand, everybody brings ola instead of sitting at the counter and waiting for a chit. Well, you don't have to wait for this carbon. You just don't give your money. But how are they going to know what to do with your money? You put it into the particular pushka, and then we count the value of that particular type. 5 sela per this, 25 sela per that. And then we'll know. And that way, we have 6, actually, if you work it out, says Ziri, because we've got the par, and the egel, and the ayil, and the kevis, and the gedi, and the seir. And of course, that would be Rebbe, who holds Katan Vevigado Lo Yatsa. And you have to have very specific one for the particular carbon that you had in mind. We can't add to it and say, what the heck, let's just give the Mizbeach Parim, and whoever, you know, paid money should have his money included in the par that we added. You can't do that, because according to Rebbe, you need to have this specificity being the central item. So therefore, according to Rebbe, it makes a lot of sense. We need 6 different shofarot.
And of course, this is the reason that the sugya appears here. It comes directly with the machlokes about whether someone who was noyev a katan and brings a gadol would be yotze. So we have another pshat over here. Bar padamer keneged haparim, the ha'ilim, the ha'vasim. Basically, we have various motorot. Now, the parim of katot sibur, where this type of motorot comes only because they got lost. We made something kodosh and they were found. The same thing would be true of elim over here. These are all chiyuvim in which we don't have the right to make an adava. So this would be porim for the tzibur that should be sold afterward if we have an extra one. Use the money to buy olot or kaisim zbeach. Elim refers to the ashamot. That would be ashram gezelot, ashram me'ilot. We're also over here. They should be given the same halach. All this from the yoyada hakohen's rasha. That whatever is for an ashram, we're coming now to be machaper, which is, if it's not usable, and it also not included on the chatot ha-metot, the money after selling it should be used for bringing a kaisim zbeach olot. The kfasim refers to the only reason we call them kfasim, we're really talking about ashamas, but this is an ashram nos and ashram etzera. We want to keep it separate from the ashram gezelais or the ashram eilais because they are specifically not elim, they are kfasim. And therefore we call them because they're combination. Now, all the other ashramas combination stationing. Now, here also, we can't obviously bring our own nedava of this thing if we wanted to, but if there was an extra one because it got lost and then we ended up finding it, then over there is that we would sell it and then we would use the money again, because of the drush for Yehuda coin, we would use the money for the nidavais of the tzibur, which are eilais for kaitzim isbeach. We also don't mix these two because they really, the ashram gezelis and ashram eilais are coming for kapara. Remember that the ashram noz and ashram etzera, as we've pointed out many times, are coming to be makshir after tuma and are not really the same, or makshir for ending the naziros, and are not same as kapara, but nonetheless, they're included in the drush of Asher. The Sirim is again referring to Zirei Chataot. These are the Tzibur Karbanos that would have been brought to the Regalim, and here too, same thing happened. We ended up losing them, the extra money for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Normally, again, these are things that we're unable to bring on our own, and Motarot refers basically to the same idea, except that these Motarot are leftovers of money. So we set aside money to buy one of the above, the Zirim, the Kvasim, the Parim, and we ended up having too much money, as opposed to having an extra carbon, which required selling. And then we're going to use the money for Motorot, and that would be, even though it's the same thing, and this, of course, is the reason that we don't really accept this approach, because what's the difference between these Motorot and those Motorot? Why we would have a separate coupon?
Then you have the collarbone, which is a mo'a, where people get together and they pay their machzit ha-shekel with a shekel. So if two people pay with a shekel, Hevdish loses money. And the reason they lose money is because every part coin has in it a hachreya to make sure that it is still the value of the full coin, including bank charges for converting it into the other coin. Over here, they're getting away without having to pay that additional hechreya. Because of that, we were koveya that they need to add the collarbone. What do you do with the collarbone? You put it into this pushka, which has on it a sign for ma'ah. Now, the reason that you have all these different approaches are the reason that not everybody wants to say like Chizkiah, who said, it's all about keeping the peace. They kill each other once in a while, holds the population down. You know, we've got too many Kohanim anyway. Actually, we're not worried about coming to blows over this. I mean, the point is, kol chad v'chad yumei. I mean, look, everybody could take what they need for that day, you know. So anyway, it's really a function of the mazel. It happens to be. Maybe a lot of people came today, put in Motorot. If you only had one pushkit, still would have been a mazel. So what's the difference? So I took more because a lot of people have brought more. What do I need for there to be separate pushkas for? If there's separate days, by definition, a day is a separate unit. This is my day. I get whatever luck people brought today. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to argue with the other Kohanim and say, well, everybody came on Sunday and nobody's showing up on Tuesday. I mean, for that, I'm going to fight. Even a Kohen's going to have a hard time on that one. So we're not chayish for that. Therefore, we're looking, I don't know, you two discuss it with each other. We'll get out of the way. Not bad. Why don't we want to say to Rabbi Yochanan? Because we're not chayish. We take the money out constantly. But we'd be chayish for losing coinage to oxidation. Le pushil chashim. To say like Zairi that it's needed for Rebbe who holds it specific to the type, We're not going to be saying that the Mishnah and Shkolim is going like Rebbe. Yechidah lo mukmi. Why would we say that Stam Mishnah is Rebbe there? Ki bar pada nami lo amri. Because bar pada is stuck with this one pushki from Motarot. What is that supposed to mean? Motarot. They're all Motarot. That's what Motarot are. What's Afkanina? Motarot are from changing prices. Motarot are from Nitik L'Ri'ya. Everything is Motarot, right? So why would I have a special thing for Motarot? And not to mention that the Ma'ah, why would I have a special thing for the Ma'ah, which is the Kalabon? What you do with the Ma'ah is you just put it into the Shkolim. Of course, that's a Machlokas. But if they hold, like the Mani Omero says, and that ought to be astonished because it is Rebbe Meir, that it just goes into the standard pushka of the Machzis HaShekha, which is not these six. So why would I have one of the six over here for the Ma'ah? I put it into the Machzis HaShekha. The Torah was going to Rebbe Meir. It's only Rebbe Eliezer said it was Linadava. We don't only have four timing. We also have Shmuel Shita. And we also have more than that, as we'll see. Shmuel says, it's Keneged Motar Chatat, Motar Hasham, Motar Hasham Nazir, Motar Hasham Mitzora, Motar Minchat Chotei, and the Asiri Taifa of a Kohen Gadol, which is coming also from the Isaron, like every mincha really, except that it's split, so we still call it the Asiri Taifa. They're all, every Isaron is a Taifa. And we want you to know that there's no difference between a Minchas Chote and a Asiri Taifa. In both cases, the Motarot would be brought for the, and we'll see this is a big machlokas, would be brought for the Kayetz HaMizbeah. Rabbi Shai Omar, it's not true. It's Keneged Motar Chatat, yes. Motar Hasham, yes. Motar Hasham Nazir, Motar Hasham Mitzorah, but something you didn't think of, Shmuel, which is Motar Kinim, and not for the Minchat, the Motar Asiri Taifa Shekohen Gadol, only for Minchat Chotei. What is this machloket? Shmuel my time alo amar Rabbi Shaya. He says, what do you mean? One of the 13 containers, the Shofar wrote. Besides these six, we had the other seven. One of the seven, it said kinim on it. So why, I mean, anybody who needed to bring kinim would put their money in there. Let's say Yoledet wanted to bring birds, but for her korbanet, chatas vayla, that's a pair of kinim, puts it into there. Well, what do you mean? Why would we have a separate one for motar kinim? So, Rabbi Hoshaya, what about that? Rabbi Hoshaya, well, he read the Mishnah without saying the kinim in the Resha. Oh, really? Would you like me to quote to you Rabbi Hoshaya's Mishnah? Please stay tuned. Beep. Vatani Rabbi Hoshaya, vatani kinim. Yeah, but there's two different kinim. There's kinim for the actual korban, and then there's motar kinim. I don't understand what your problem is. We're talking about motar kinim, things that are going for kayetz hamizbeach. Wow. That's all I need is to put that into the pushka for kinim. What's the matter with you? So, but he is saying that essentially, look, it's not that there's really any difference. There's a major machlokas here about how to view these shofarot, whether these are more of indicators that are meant to be maskir things to people. What's your business? Are you Nazir, you're Matera, are you Yoledes? What's your business? I mean, people get awfully confused about this. Coming into Beis HaMikdash, and they're faced with a long row of machines and tickets and blinking lights and so on. I mean, it's very, very confusing. So as the cleaner you can make the user interface with the korbanos, the better. So that it's not really that there's going to be a nafkamina if money is deposited in this machine or in that machine. But it certainly will clarify to the user what it is they're supposed to be doing. So if that's the case, so then there's a blinking light for kinim. If I'm chayav in kinim, so I'm thinking about what do I do with that extra money of kinim? There's another blinking light for Motarot. Oh, yeah, right. That's the point. If you all that were really talking about the actual thing, of course you can't put the Motarot for kinim into kinim. But that was only the shita of those who hold that the actual money was processed differently in each one of these units. So, okay, there's a whole different approach to what the point is. Rabbi Hoshaya, why didn't he want to say like Shmuel that the Asiri Taifa of Kohen Gadol is going to be mentioned separately, just like the Minchat Chotei? Because he holds like Nadi Amara, who says that the motar v'sirite fav the Kohen Gadol actually was not used for the Kayetza Mizbeach. Because the truth is, the whole din of the Kayetza Mizbeach comes from the famous drosh of Yehoyada Kohen, who learns out from Ashamu that anything that is left over for Asha, Mechata, something that has been brought for Kapara, goes to Kayetza Mizbeach. The problem is, okay, that includes a Minchas Chotev. Minchas Chotev is a variation of a Chatas. But the Asirite Fav, the Kohen Gadol, why in the world would that be? That's not included in the Yoyada Kohen. Now, the only thing is, it's standard Mincha. If I've got leftover, it could also be brought for Nedavais of a Mincha. The problem is that the Asirite Fav Kohen Gadol is brought anew every day because it's a chovah for the yom. So I can't say, okay, I'll use it tomorrow. Well, I need to bring my Asirite Fav today. Therefore, it doesn't have a shofar at all. The Tanya, motar minchat nidava, and motar mincha yerakev. If you're bringing a minchat nidava, it does not go into the shofar for Kayetza Mizbeach, nor does a motar mincha. What? Mike Omer, what did you just, I don't understand. What do you mean? What's the difference between motar a minchat nedavan and motar mincha? What are you saying? Amr Chis Tarchik Omer, motar minchat chote is meant to be a nedava because it's included in Yoyada Kohen's drasha. But motar mincha, meaning stam, the asirite, father, Kohen Gadol, what are you going to do with that? You have no use for it, because it can't be added to stam and mincha nedava, and you can't use it for a carbon tzibor for the Kayetza Mizbeach, because it's not included in Yoyada Kohen. Therefore, Yerakev, Rabba Omar, Afilu motar asirite, father, Kohen Gadol, can also be brought as a nedava. But what it's referring to over here is the motar lach metoda yerakev, you see. Because that, as we said earlier, what are you going to do with lach metoda? You can't bring lach metoda on its own. It would only be able to be brought with a toda. But if you're machayev yourself a toda, then anyway you're chayev on the lecha. So what are you going to do with this? That's what we're saying. That is not something that has any alternative use. So we could make a pushka. Okay, here's what to do with motar lach metoda. What would we do with the motar lach metoda? The menachot. You could bring it for menachot. If it's a minchas chote, it's included in Yoyada Kohen. You could use it for Kayetza Mizbeach. Therefore, since we have nothing to do with it, so then just let it rot. So this is the machloket. Now, let's go into the details, if you don't mind, of this machloket, because it's really, minchas interrupt us here. We're going to not go all the way through. I hope you don't mind. It's in a few minutes. This itself is a machloket, beplukta. Motar asirite ifashiko in Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan says that nonetheless is used for nedava. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, yerakev. Meitvei. Motar shkalim chulin, umutar ha'efa, umutar kinei zavin, v'kinei zavot, v'kinei yoldot, v'chata'ot, v'ashamot. All of them are motrei amar nedava. So when you said the word asirit ha'efa, and you included it together with motar kinei zavin v'nezavais, all of these things coming as part of the chiyuvim that would be included in Yoyada Kohen, my love, when you see the Asirut Eifa, last time I heard, Asirut Eifa is the way we refer to the Chavitim. So then, how could we say, Yera Kev, Rebbe Lazar, if it says Beferish in the Braita, that they are brought for Nidvat Tzibur? And I assume this means Motar Asirut Eifa Shekoin Gadol. No. It means the Motar Vimchat Chotei. Omer Nachbar of Yitzhak. Actually, it's Mistavra Kamandi Omar, Motar Srite Fa, Shokoin Gadol, Yera Kev. It makes more sense to say that you can't bring it for Nidvasti, for the Tanya. Loyasim Alea Shemen, Loyitin Alea Livona, referring to the Minchat Chote, Ki Chatati. What is he when you say Chatati? I mean, As opposed to what? I mean, obviously, a normal mincha is not a chatat. So what are you saying? Omer of Yehuda, it's to tell me that he kruya chatat, the ein acheret of this type kruya chatat. What is the one of this type? The asiri teifa, shel kohen gadol, which is brought as a unique asiri teifa without all of the extras, just like the minchat chote. So don't think that it too would be called a type of chatas, and therefore would be included in the drush of Yoyada Kohen, which teaches us that motar hasham and motar chatat is brought to kaitz and is beyach. On the contrary, the limud of he comes to teach that the asirite fa shokrein gadol is not called a chatas. And in fact, it is not given the dinu of the minchas chote, and it is to una levona. And since that's the case, I'm pointing out to you why I say it's mistavra. I'm pointing out to you that if it's in a kruya chatat, then it wouldn't be included in the dinim of Yoyada Kohen. So if it doesn't have a dinim of chatas l'gabi levona, it doesn't have a dinim of chatas l'gabi motar. And therefore, we don't give it the halacha of el motar ashama motar chatat. It should be given to kaitza mizpeyach. Hare alayayin. No yifchot mishlosh shalugim. Shemen, lo yifchot milog. Rebbe omers, no, shemen is also shalugim. Pirashti veini yodeyama. Pirashti yavik yoma merube. Tan Rabbanan, the posik of kol ezrach yaseh kacha teaches us, ezrach, obviously it's what can tell me every mitzvah ezrach. That teaches me that mitnad vin yayin, vekame shlosh shalugim, minayin shibatzad osif yosif, talmud lomar yihiyeh. A yocho yifchot also tam lomar kacha shemen lo yifchot bin halog rabbi yomar shol shalugim. Am I could be forget? So in the base of medrash, the rabbanan said, "Kemeder of papa must be bedomino mina bedomino vukim batraka miflagen." If we assume that the mekor of the limud is mincha, then we could say that the rabbanan said, "Bedomino umina ma mincha mitnadvim av shemen amin mitnadvim the mina being ma mincha belog av shemen belog." Rebbe Savar, no, it's Domina Vuki Batra. So it's true, Bimincha mitnadvim, Afshemanami mitnadvim, but it has to be looked at as a liquid. Let's take a look at the liquids. So Uki Batra ke Nisachim. Nisachim, liquid is Shlosh Shalugim. So Shemen is also Shlosh Shalugim. Amalu Rav Papa, no. Imi Mincha Gomar lo Rebbe. Then of course, Kuleyamalo Pligi Domina Umina. And we would have been made at, even Rebbe, that it was only a lug. But he doesn't learn it. He learns it from Ezrach. Amale Rav Huna, brother of Natan, Rav Papa. How can you say Rebbe learns from Ezrach? Vatani Korban, by Mincha it says, Korban Mincha. Malamit should be Tadvim Shemet. Vikama, Shlosha Lugin. Now, who's that? Man Shem Lugin, Shlosha Lugin. That's Rebbe. And he just brought it from the word Korban Mincha. Omale, what can you do? Itanya, Tanya. Pirashti veni yodeyama, pirashti aviki yoma meruba. That's the yom tavarishin shachag, shachal lihiyot bishabbat. Hare alai olai avi keves, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayimer, otor o ben yuna. Pirashti min abakar. Veni yodeyama, pirashti avi par the egel. You can't include the egel in the par. Min abeima veni yodeyama, pirashti avi par the egel, ayel v'soyer gedi v'tle. Pirashti ben yodeyama, pirashti. Then you have to be mosif alayim toru ben yona. Hare alay todau shlamim. Well, you could bring even a keves. Pirashti nakar ben yodeyama, pirashti. Then you've got to add also the females. So it's parvapora, egel the egla. Mina beimani yodeyama, pirashti. Parvapora, egel the egla. Ayo verechila, seir vesiira, gidiyo gidiya, tileo tileya. Hare alay ol shor. Yaviyun sachav with the standard amount of money. Egel, yaviyun sachav b'chamish shkalim. Ayel, yaviyun sachav b'shtayim. Keves, yaviyun sachav b'sela, for dinner. Shor b'mana, then he has to pay for the mana for the shor alone. Chutz min sachav. Ego b'chamesh yavi b'mechavesh chutz min esachav. Ayel b'shtayim yavi b'shtayim chutz min esachav. Keves b'sela yavi b'sela chutz min esachav. Shor b'mana v'evi shnayim b'mana lo yatsa. Afilu ze b'mana chaser dinner v'ze b'mana chaser dinner. Or shachor v'evi lavan. Lavan v'evi shachor. Gadol v'evi katan. Lo yatsa. Katan v'evi gadol yatsa. Rabbi Amir lo yatsa. Anyway, as far as the keves and the tor is concerned, locally again, marki atrei umarki atrei. Tana rabbanan harei alai ola b'sela l'mizbeach. You have a keves, because that's what the standard amount of sela was kavua for. Ein l'chadover shekarev b'sela l'gamizbeach ala keves, shekarev b'sela. How about pirashti something that was worth a sela? Ve'in yodei ama pirashti, well, then you got it by me, called davar shekarev b'sela. Pirashti minam bakar ben yodeya ma pirashti vipar ve ego. Why? Just bring the par and the money shachri yotze. Ah, how money? Rebbe diyamer katan vevi gada lo yatsa. I Rebbe? Ema seifa. Shor b'mona vevi shnayim b'mona lo yatsa. Afilo ze b'mona chasa dinner, ze b'mona chasa dinner. Shachor vevi lavan, lavan vevi shachor, gado vevi katan, lo yatsa. Katan vevi gado yatsa, which is the chachonim. And then Rebbe Amar lo yatsa. So now you're telling me the Reish and the Seif is Rebbe, and then in the middle we just brought in the Rabbona? Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at it that way. In Reish of a Seif for Rebbe, it says Rabbona, but I mean, that's a strange way to look at it. Because in reality, Ochikama, the first cases were all Dover Zeh, Machloket, Rebbe for Rabbona. Tanata, Shishal and the Dava Keneged Me. Omar Chizkia, Keneged Shisha Batei Avot of the Kohanim that go through the Shisha Yemei HaShavua, Shetiknu Lahem Chachamim, Shiyei Shalom Zeim Zeh. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, it's just logistics. Mitoch Shanadava Meruba, Tiknu Lahem Shofarot Merubin, Kedei Shalo Yitapshu HaMaot. Zeiri Omar, Keneged Par, Ve'Egel, Ayel, Ve'Keves, Gedi, Ve'Sair, and it's Rabbi. Who says katan vevigado lo yatsa bar podomar kineged aparim veilim vatvasim asirim hamotarot vahamaam in the kalabon. Now kuluk echiski about peace, lintzia lo chashiyam, because anyway kochad v'chad, it's a dice of a day. Why does it have to be a dice of a particular pushka? So kochad v'chad yumeko avi k'rabbi Yochanan lo omar about worrying about the rotting money. Because according to Rebbe, it has to be specific. We don't want to say ki yichidai lo mukmi. Kebar pada, who lists a whole list, including the motarot, they're all motarot. What's the point of having a separate motarot? Zekulinami motarot. And not to mention, the kalabon wouldn't need a special nedava. It goes into the pushka of the shkolim. Tatanya laechad kalabon zeholeh lishkalim. They've Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer Amar leNedava. Shmuel Amar kenegan motar chatat, motar asham, motar asham nazir, motar asham mitzora, motar mitchat chotei, and motar siritei fashikolin gadol. Rabbi Oshaya says no. There was no motar siritei fashikolin gadol. Instead, there was motar kinim. So it's kenegan motar chatat, motar asham, motar asham nazir, motar asham mitzora, motar kinim, motar mirchat chotei. So what does Rishmul have with the problem with Rabbi Shaya? Kinim is one of the seven that was in the Reish of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shaya, apparently he had this Mishnah, he didn't use kinim in the Reish. Yeah, except for the minor problem, the fact that he did. But then in Rabbi Shaya, and he did say kinim. Ah, but there's a difference between kinim and motar kinim. And Rabbi Shaya, my time in Amak Shmuel, Sava la command yomer motar shel asirit eifash kohen gadol is in fact not put into a pushka, and it is allowed to be yera kev. Tanya motar minchat nedava, motar mincha yera kev, which doesn't seem to make any sense. Maika Amar, here's we get to the machlokas. Rav Chista says Achikala. Motar minchat chotei, that is okay, because that's a nedava, and it's part of Yoyada Kohen. But motar asirtei fashkan gadol, yera kev. Rabba Amar, afilu motar asirtei fashkan gadol, nami nedava. It's only motalach metodah that we're referring to where we say mincha, it should be irakev. But that's because you have nothing to do with it. And this is an old argument, beplukta. Motar esirita fash koin godo Rabbi Yochanan and Nadava, Rabbi Lozar ama yirakev. Meitai seems to say beferish. Motar shkalim chulim. Motar esirita ifa. Motar kinei zovin, kinei zovas, kinei yoldas. Chataot, ashamot, motrim nadava. Now, what is an esirita ifa? Esirita ifa always refers to esirita ifa of a koin godo, right? It says over here in the Dava. No, who's saying? Maybe it's Botar. Milchat Chote. Omrim Nachmar Yitzchak, the bottom line is it's Mistavra. Command the Omrim Botar, Svitva Yifash Kohen Gadol, is not in the Dava. And is not included in the din of Chatas Vasham of Yoyada Kohen. The Tanya. Lo Yasim Alea Shemen, Lo Yitain Alea Levona, Ki Chatat Yi. Omrim Yire Yi Kriya Chatat. But nothing else that is similar to this is Kriya Chatat. Now, what is similar to this? The Asiri Taifa, the Kohen Gadol, which is not called a Chatat. Since it's not called a Chatat, then there's no reason for us not to say that it would require Levona, and it's Tu'una Levona. And if it's in a Kriya Chatat, I want to add, says Renach by Yitzchak, that it also would mean that we don't apply Yoyada Kohen to it. In which case, Motara Yerakev. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah. Das Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. Harei la Yayin lo yipchot mishlosha lugin. Shemen lo yipchot milu. We've been looking for what the minimal requirements would be to be Yotzei Yidei Tovase in a neder where he didn't define. So yesterday we went through things like Eitzim Levena. Today we point out that Yayin, the minimum Mashir of Yayin is Shlosha Lugin. Shlosha Lugin for Keves, that's sufficient then to be, obviously you can bring more. If he says Shemen, L'chayra Shemen, the Mokum that we find for Shemen is a regular mincha. A regular mincha is Luk Shemen for Yisaron. And yet Rebbe Omer Shlosha Lugin, we'll see where he gets that from. Pirashti Ve'ini Yodei, I'm not Pirashti. If, however, he says, actually, I said a particular amount that I would bring, I just don't remember what that was, then Yaviti Yom Meruba, he brings in a day that is the greatest single amount of lugin that are brought on during the year, and that is the first day of Sukkot when it's Chal on Shabbos. And then you have the 13 Purim, you have the 14 Kvasim, and you have the Shnei Elim, then you have the Musaf of Shabbos, another Shnei Kvasim, and then you have the Tmidim Shnei Kvasim. Of course, you also have the Sari Lachatas, but that's not a Nesachim issue, which adds up altogether to 140 Esronot, and so far, Lugin. So if that's what you're bringing, either in Yayin or Shemin, that's what you should bring. Yeah, but in other words, we recognize, like when we said the Svara, you know, why 60? Because 60 is the most people have in mind, the most chosh of matona. Sorry?
You're saying, you know, there was wine or yayin?
Yeah, whichever one. It's the same.
Any
we're talking about any of them.
But he doesn't remember which it was.
Oh, then he'd have to bring both wine and shem. That's not the case in the Mishnah. That's the case in the Pirashti Eza Mincha. Turn around, Ezrach. We saw earlier the drosha about Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kaka, which doesn't seem to make any sense, but obviously Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kaka, but it's in the Torah. So for there we learned out that Mitznadvim Yayin, the same way that here in Shlach we've defined this new idea called Nesachim, a regular citizen, so to speak, and Ezrach can also bring this type of, if, of course it's not Mechayev, but if he's Mechayev himself, this would be what he would bring, Kacha. So how much will you bring? The Yayin Kama Shloshes Lulim. Minayin Shimatzalo Sif Yosif, as we saw earlier, this was a reference. Remember it said Shnayim, Echad, Vishnayim, Viarbo, Lo Yavi. So it says, when it says you can be Mosif, how do we know you can be Mosif? Talmud Loma Yiyen. I think I'm going to point it out. Obviously, to be Mosif, to say six, Lamashal, I mean, that's why it's no different than Kacha, because six is good for a par. So the Hosafa would be, instead of Ikuva on the Chomesh, would be Hosafa, and we would be, the Shaila would be, we would come back, and we take out four, and we have to add another one. Like that is the Shaila we dealt with earlier. Yocho Yivchot, Tamil Omar Kacha. You might think you could bring less than the minimum amount of three, you could bring two and one, and that Bidi Avad also would be a Neder Kamashman. It has to be Kacha, Likuva, like this. Whereas Shem and Lo Yivchot Min Halok, Rebbe Omer Shlosh Amud. Now, but my Kabir's again. What is the Machlokas here between Rebbe and Rabbonim? Amur Rabbonim, Kemeter of Papa. Bidon Minah, Bidon Minah, Ukim Ba'atra. So we've seen many times before, we have a very fundamental machlokas when it comes to drushes. Whether the mocker of a halakha in the Torah also becomes the place in which we need to derive the prote din, or whether what we can do sometimes is to add a particular chiyuv, and then the nature of that chiyuv is seen within the context of the overall chiyuvim in its own set of affairs. And here's a very good example of that. The Rabbanan, so say at least the Rabbanan of Rav Papa, the Rabbanan that argue on Rebbe, and they say that a lug of Shemin is sufficient, they say, don mina umina, namely, that ma mincha mitnadvim, af Shemin nami mitnadvim. Now, clearly the assumption over here is that the mocker of the chiyuv is from the din of Mincha. And we saw yesterday that we darshan nefesh kitakriv korban. So korban we used to be Mosif Eitzim. So since this is called korban, so it would also be included in that. So that means the mocker of the nedava of shemen is korban by mincha. In which case, if you all don't mina umina, you have to learn the rest after mincha. Umina, ma mincha belug. So just like the standard mincha is lug for mincha. Hafshem and Balug. So Taina the Tanakam. Rebbe Savar. Whereas, at least this is what was told to Rav Papa, the way we should understand Rebbe Shita, is that he holds Don Minavu Kibatra. You may derive it from a particular place, but then you have to reinsert it into its own set. So Ma Mincha Mitznatvim. Indeed, we learn out that a Mincha, this comes to be Marva, that a Shemen can also be Mitznatvim, because it too is called a Korban. However, once we know that, what is shemen similar to? What am I actually doing over here? I'm bringing an ingredient of nesachim. So uki beatra, put it back into the set of nesachim. Ma nesachim shloshet lugin, av shemenami shloshet lugin. We find there that in general by nesachim, the amount of shemen, the amount of wine is linked. Whatever we change in terms of the carbon that we're bringing this up in the same amount of shemen as we do yayin. So just like by yayin, we saw the minimum shear is for kevis, shloshalugim, so too the minimum shear of shemen would be the shemen that would be suitable for minchas nesachim of a kevis, shloshalugim. Amalur of Papa, the Papa said to the Rabbanan, who were trying to explain the machlokas, Rebbe and the Tanakhama, in this fashion, that this doesn't seem to make sense. Because if you're correct, the truth is this is Rav Papa Shita all over, that we don't say Domino Vuki Batra. So, I mean, he's asserting his own values here. But actually, Tainas Rav Papa, everybody holds Domino Vuki Batra. That's no question. And if, in fact, you were right in your assertion, which I'm going to show you that you're wrong, that they learn out from Mincha, then there'd be no way that Rebbe would have argued. Rebbe also would have agreed that it's a din in Minchas Domino Mina. The point is that I know that you're wrong because Rebbe Mi'ezrach Gomar Lo. The truth is that Rebbe learns it out from Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kacha, and the Ezrach over there is going on all of the elements of Minchas Nesachim, which includes Shemen. That's what I think.
It's very interesting that you think that, but it's for sure wrong. Because Mibatz Amazah, how could you say that? There's a braita that says, Vatanya, Korban, Mlamechim is Nadrim Shema. Now, here, there's clearly a sheet that it says that we learn it out from Korban, not from Ezrah. And by the way, the logic of that is clear. Because if I'm learning from Ezrah, I can learn the tzura of what is being brought from Minchas Tesachim. Shemen is never brought separately. Minchas Tesachim, it's mixed with the Seilas, whoever is such a thing. Like we were Mepharish earlier. Yain is brought separately by Minchas Tesachim, so I can also be noted it separately. But where does it say I can bring Shemen separately there? So here, at least there's one sheet that learns out from Karvin. Now let's see what sheet it is. The comma, and how much Shemen? Shloshes Lugim. Now, who's the man Yomer to Shloshes Lugim? That's not the Rabbonim. So, man Shamet Lev Yomer Shloshes Lugim. Rebbe? So, clearly, Rebbe is learning it from Korban. So, the Rabbonim are tying it to you that Rebbe must hold Don Minov Uki Batra. And now that I've learned it out from Korban, go back and teach me the Shir from the Sochim. That's got to be that Rebbe disagrees with you across the board. He doesn't learn from Ezra, and he doesn't hold the Don Mino Mina. And what are you going to say to that? Oh, Malaya, I'll tell you what I'll say to that. Tanya, Tanya, look, if it's written, what can I say? I give up. That's what it says in the price. Exactly. I have nothing more to say. Pirashki, the any other. No, no, it's a machlokas. It's a major machlokas. We try to go through Shas with a consistent vision of everybody's Shita. Pirashti vein yodeh ma pirashti avik yom ha-meruvah. What exactly is a yom ha-meruvah? Tana, yom tabarishon shechag v'yos b'shabbos. First day of Sukkot says the maximum number of korbanos echayev in the Sochim, clearly. We never get near the number of korbanos of Sukkot. Add to that Shabbos, and you got yourself an additional two kvasim for the Musaf. So that's basically the maximum that you can get in a day. And that equals, as I said, 140. It's easy to do the math. We know we've got 13 parim, and then we've got our 14 kvasim plus another two kvasim, and then we've got our two avim. Add it all up, and you come up with 140.
That's if you made an interim for
Sukkot. No, it's not for anything. It's just a question of what defines a person's maximal thinking. What does he mean? Just like we saw earlier, the approach of Yehuda ben Seira. First he gives a mincha, maximum mincha. He means like the maximum that a tzibur will give. 61, so I'll give, I don't hold myself to a tzibur, I'll give 60. There's a thinking here that people have as to what is considered to be a chosh of a gift.
You should have me take one off of our number here also.
That's a very interesting thing, worrying as the roaring. Yeah. I mean, here it's not going
to... You know, it's going to conclude. You have a spur. What unless I'm not at Seaworth? If I'm not at Seaworth, it's going to be
right, also. Right. I don't think it's quite the same. In terms of the regish, it's a little difficult to know how a person thinks. But I mean, you can see the distinction, which here he's basically being mosif. It's not like there is such a korban. Over there actually is such a korban. So, you know, he's saying the shemen, which would be roy to bring, is part of the korban. So then it defines the shir. He's actually bringing the korban, so then it's already a bit of a chutzpah. But again, it's hard to be madbir, you know, logically, why the Shana Shalom is that way, but it's certainly not the same case. I mean, it's easy to see the distinction. Before we get on to the next mission.
I was going
to
ask elsewhere before we get on just a very small point. Isn't a popular generation we supposed to know all the braces? He says, I didn't know this brace.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the later of Aram was supposed to have known all.
Know everything.
I thought that they were supposed to know all the Mishnahs and all the Brises.
No more. Each generation knows what the other one said. But
the Brises are finished.
I don't know.
Never heard such thing?
Never. Okay. A Mishnah is expected to know. Shaykh not to know. But a Brise, we always say. No, I never heard such thing. I don't know what your marker is. You see clearly in the Gemara that people
that's why you pass him from Rabba on, because he Basra's later, earlier we do the...
Not because of prices, no. Not because of because of Brises, but because of the Svaras of the Halachas that I heard the different Hesperim was right.
earlier. But it's not that they know all their Brises.
It seems clear for many sages not like that. There was never such an expectation.
Before we get
to the mission, I wanted to point out a number of interesting things. We're sort of rushing at the end of the day. One is the sheet of the Oroth, that the Kalia Orev is a scarecrow, which is literally a Kalia Orev, which is funny. How do we get Ama al Ama? You know, exactly the thing. Which also, by the way, raises the question of whether the Beis HaMikdash should need a scarecrow. Crow doesn't need a Kedusha. Isn't afraid of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Indeed, Tosfos is Bechalik between the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, you know, with the Shekhinah was a chair. But he has the kasha because Mashma in the first place of Mikash also had a scarecrow. He's the only sheep that holds it's a scarecrow, but that it was built actually with sharp edges as the normal period. Which also is another nekuda, which is that Rashi talks about sharp edges as being masmerot.
Nails.
Yeah, which is nails. So the question is masmerot mean that he cuts off the pieces, the parts that this place? Of Amal Aman, not that the Shir is Amal Aman, out of which I make Masmerot. So it's very possible that the concept of Masmerot does not demand that it be thin and sharp. Because basically it's Bissamer, it causes something to stand up. So the idea over here is also could be that it's something that you can, even when we find Kimasmerot Nituim, let's say, the Gabi Tera. You find sometimes they have like a sharp piece that you can insert it for something else, even if it's long. So it could be that maybe Rashi doesn't mean literally little pieces of Masmerot. I don't know from it.
We're saying that the two Shekhinah
may not be two actual. Yeah, I'm suggesting that it's possible. I know that elsewhere it's Masmerot, it is different, but I don't know whether in terms of language that's really necessary.
So I also panels, like on an edge, a lot of plates on edge.
Yeah, well, that for sure. Everybody's made it. If you hold that, it's plates. There's definitely those that hold it as plates.
Huh.
It's only Rashi. I mean, it says Amal Amal. The Pasha says we use that Amal Amal. They probably were solar panels. I mean, once we're using it already, don't think that. And the other interesting point was Lagabe, our president, saw yesterday. Indeed, the Tosfos brings those that are Chaylik on Rashi. And say that it can't be for the menorah because even the melkachayim, the menorah would serve the same as Rav, would serve the same purpose as the Rashi says the menorah. But I mean, why would we need this and it should do something that the melkachayim don't do? So you're talking about other lamps in the mikdash, not the menorah. So. Okay, fine. Now we're ready. Harei alai ola. So somebody's b'chayim himself in a korban arev. He can bring the minimum korban. We always said, as long as such a thing is included in the lashon of the neder, then that is sufficient. So yavi keves, the smallest ola, unless we mean that a person, if we think a person would include birds, even as an ola. But if the norm is that people refer, again, this is a din in the Doran. It's not magic. And the Dorm goes after Lashem B'nei Adam. So, but assuming that an Eilam is an Eilam Behema, then he can bring the cheapest version of an Eilam as a canvas. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Otor, O Ben Yonah, the Gemara will explain that indeed, since this is a getter of Neder, Lashem B'nei Adam, they're not really arguing. It's only a question of what was the common usage in his Malkum and his Malkum. So he holds you can be either a Tor or a Ben Yonah, which is a lot cheaper than a Kevis. Pirashti minam bakar. Suppose he says, you know, I said I was going to bring Bokar, specifically, some member of the bovine family. Any Odea mat pirashti, I just don't remember what it was. So there he would have to bring either a par or an egel, because those are the only two that has to be a male. But since it could be either an older animal, younger animal, they're treated differently. So he can bring either, he has to bring rather both a par and an egel to be Yotzi his Purish. Now, of course, this already touches on the question of whether if you have a small animal, can you bring a bigger animal and subsume the smaller one, which we saw yesterday, as Bach Workers were having Rabbon, which Lamaisa, our Mishnah, is going to ultimately talk about at the end. Now, suppose he says, I said I'm going to bring a type of animal. I didn't say bovine. Any idea? I'm not there. I didn't remember which one it was. So then he has to bring the various types of animals that are available for Ayla. And he had, of course, he's lucky that only males can be brought as an animal. And he doesn't have to bring the large version, the small version, the older version, the younger version. So he has to bring a par and an eagle. An aisle he has to also bring. He has to bring a sick, of course, in this case he gets away without the rechela, because it's a female. He has to bring a sawyer and a gedi. And he would have to also bring a flat. So he's bringing from three families, basically. And this is bringing sheep, goats, and ox, and young and old. Pirashti, v'ini yodeim, pirashti, as it says, I can't remember, but I did say which. So then, he would have to be mosif aleihem, because since he was yored already to be mafarish, you never know. He says stam, and stam, the loshem of the adam, doesn't include Torah, you know. And if he says Pirashi without saying the behemoth, now he has to include also, above and beyond all those, the Torah ben yomah. So there is these four levels. There's no Pirash of all. There's Pirash of behemoth. Pirash of Bakr, Pirash of behemoth, and then just Pirash. I don't know what, I was Mefarach. Hariya like Todah. So if somebody's behind himself either a Todah or a Shlamim, so again, he can get away with the cheapest, which is a Kevis. If he says Pirashti min ha-bakar, v'eini yodea ma pirashti, since a shlamim can be brought either from male or female, see, he has to expand it. He's got to bring a par and a parah. He's got to bring an egel and an egla. If he says, I said I was going to bring it from a kind of animal, not from a kind of bovine, and v'eini yodea ma pirashti, so remember, see, here he'll have to bring again male and female versions of all three families, young and old. So par of the parah, egel of the egla, Ayo Brachela, Sa'ir Vesira, Gedi Ugdiya, Tilero Tliya. So you have to bring all of these. Again, we'll see that according to Rebbe, if you can bring a larger animal and include the smaller animal in it, it works out a lot easier. Harei Alai Shor. Somebody who's behind himself a Shor has to pay a minimum of a mona, 100 dinar, for Fu Unesachar.
Shouldn't it
be
a par and a shore?
What is it? It's been a par and a shore. There isn't any. No. Yeah. Or something, it's got to be a shore. Shore is not a castrate. But that's impossible. Something that's impossible. I'm talking about modern Hebrew, steers. This, we're talking about the carbon over here. So if somebody says he's a chayav ashar, how much does he pay for a shor? Yavihu unisachav bimana. He pays 100 dinar for the entire value of the korban, which includes the animal and the nisachim. Now, Rashi says this is a kabbalah in Teresh Rabbah. The Rambam says this is the average value at the time of which the Mishnah was written. As we're talking about the whole context of the Mishnah. Define an average value. Define what's meant. So what's meant is a person is a shor. It doesn't mean a piece of garbage shor. It doesn't mean the most expensive shor in the world. So the Mishnah is simply giving at its time this would be the value of the shor for it in the Nisar. Not that it's something that is so kovea, but of course it would depend on the common usage as well, just like the other things in the Mishnah, whether I would include a bird in the list of erlos. It depends on the society. And at the time?
So the Rambam would hope today bring a short Safim in a movie.
A what?
Short of Safim in a movie.
The Egel, somebody's behind himself in an Egel, the standard would be Hu Unisachav, the Chamesh. Then you would need five, another 25, 20 dinner. 20 dinner, so it would be about a fifth of the value then of a short. Ayel, Yavi Unisachav, Bishtai. So you have two sloyim, eight dinar. Keves, chavyun esachav b'sela. One sela would be enough. So in other words, you take a range of years from 4 to 100 dinar. But If a person was mefarish the value of the animal that he's bringing, then we don't assume that his definition included also the value of the nesachim. So if he says, I will bring a shor b'mona, then he has to pay a mona for the shor, yaviv b'mona chutz minesachah. Come on, include the value of the nesachim. If he says, ego b'chamesh, means he's paying chamesh for the egel itself, chutz minesachah. Ayel b'shtayim, yaviv b'shtayim chutz minesachah. Keves v'sela, yaviv v'sela chutz minesachah. Now, suppose he said, I will bring a shor b'mona. And instead, he brings two shvarim, but pays the mona. What about then? Is it in the volume? Or is it, I am bringing shor, so to speak, as a class, but mona. No, lo yatsa. We understand that the meaning of shor but mona is not the class called shvarim gemona, but rather a shor worth a mona. And even if the two shvarim, one of them was worth 99 dinar. One was worth a monachos of dinner, and the other one was worth 99 dinner. He still didn't bring a shor worth a mona, even though he brought shor worth more than a mona. If he said shachor,
what if he can't find one?
Yeah, so we'll have to wait till he finds one. Shachor vehevi laban, laban vehevi shachor. How about if he defines something that seems basically irrelevant to the typing, which the Torah, things that are not included in the Torah's definition, the halal. He said, I'm going to bring a black shawl. He brings a white one. White, and it was basically, he said, I'm going to bring white. He brings black. Gadol, maybe, katan. He said he's going to bring something large. Instead, he brought something small. Lo yatsa. Even so, he isn't yotze. Lemaitz, and the Farshim point out, that the different sizes have, I mean, different colors have different values in terms of the, in terms of the usage. There's whether it's folklore or whether, but whether it's people believe that this type of animal was good for such and such a thing, and this type of animal was good for such. So there was a sense of the chashivas of the animal, but in different ways. Otherwise, you can't say that one is definitely more valuable than the other, so you would say according to Rebbe, you'd be Kailo, the other one. And the other one, each one has a particular segula to it. In the mail, we don't put in the issue of Rebbe here. Katan Levi Gadol. Oh, so here's where we get to our machlokas. The question is, he said he's going to bring a smaller animal. He brings a larger animal. We discussed this yesterday. The machlokas, Rabbanan and Rebbe. So the Rabbanan old Yatza, Rebbe Amar Lo Yatza. This is another now example of the machlokas we had before, at least the way Rav Ashi was explaining the machlokas earlier, Legabi Menochas, of the question of whether you say sort of the chwal matayim mona when it comes to the korbanos. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara begins explaining the opening of the Mishnah machlokas of whether Torim or Bnei Unah are considered to be included in the potential to be Yotze your neder of an Ayilah. But locally, they actually might have been arguing Marki Atreyu, Marki Atrey. Each one was explaining what's the Lashon B'nei Adam in their particular Lashon. And in fact, I mean, Rashi learns that the question is, what is the junkiest in their location? Not even the Dinan Lashon. So in other words, in the Tanakhama's location, birds were more valuable than a kevah. People looked at the kevets as the. It's very interesting. I was always this file. You know, my in-laws, from Europe, very very marked on having the best for Shabbos. They would never ever have meat for Shabbos. It was always chicken. I find out what's the shot? Why? What do you have against meat? I said, what do you mean? The most harsh of a thing you could possibly bring was a chicken.
What's the price?
Apparently there was a market for meat, so there wasn't this big a problem of parvus. So if you had a trefer, you were able to simply send it to the Goyish market. And the chickens were expensive because if there was any problem, you couldn't. That's how he explained it to me. I don't know how much really knew about the economics, but the point is that in that area, chicken was very kosher. Meat was less kosher.
So, in Tel Aviv, also eat meat, mutton, and beef during the week,
and figure
and
it out.
Figure out Shabbos. That's
there are more sheep than people.
Yes, so they would eat only people only on Shabbos. Is that a Kiddush? There's probably more ants than people do.
Yeah, but then in certain places you have more sheep than people.
You think so?
Yeah.
You I would think it's not difficult to find more of a simpler min than of a more complex min.
Is there more than 300 million sheep in America?
It's not 300 million people in America yet. God help us.
86 million sheep. 80 million sheep. 3 sheep to each person.
Okay, listen, I mean, in America, it's like that for cars per person. We ought to start searching cars. Come, Rabbi Shash. Time to uplift the level. Tana Rabbona. Hare alai oila b'sela la mizbeach yovi kevas. Shela chadavish korov b'sela la mizbeach la kevas. Person who says he's giving one sela, as we saw in the mission, the only thing that has a value of only one sela from the mizbeach is the kevas. But if he says, I'm going to bring something that I can be korov b'sela, and I explained what that was, birashti, now what did that mean, birashti? In other words, he was thinking of things that he would be able to buy for a seller. Not that we have a standard value of a seller. So then, Yavimi called the Vashikar of the seller got his bath, and whatever he can get for a seller. In that case, because that could have been included in his Pirashti. Pirashti mina bakar, the any of the amah Pirashti, Yavi par the eyo. Now, why is that? Why can't he just bring a par? A par is bigger than an egel. It would be included in the same family. Let him bring a par and then let that subsume the possibility of egel. No. It's going to bring to Rebbe. In which case, you'd have to bring both. What? So then, I understand. You're telling me the Mishnah is time going to Rebbe. So then take a look at the case of the Sefer. Shor b'mona v'hevi shnayim b'mona lo yatsa. Afilu zeh b'mona kosa dinner v'zeh b'mona kosa dinner. Hevi shachor. Shachor v'hevi lavan. Lavan v'hevi shachor. Gadol v'hevi katan lo yatsa. Only at the end we get katan v'hevi gadol yatsa. Rebbe Yamar lo yatsa. Well, what's going on over here? First we start. The Reisha is going according to Rebbe, according to you. Then we go into a middle case where we say, no, you're not going to be Yotze. And then we come to the last case where we get back to explaining Rebbe. That's a pretty strange way to construct the Mishnah. That the Reisha is Stam Rebbe, the Seifa is Rebbe arguing, and the Mitziyasa is the Rabbanim. How is that? Yes, that's exactly the point. The Reisha of the Seifa is Rebbe, the Mitziyasa is Rabbanim, but the reason it makes sense is that the end of the Mishnah is coming to be Mefarish. Look, what I just said is a Machlokas, Rebbe Rabbanan. So now you can figure out what sheet is which. So as all of the previous things that we had, in which one would indeed be capable of including the other, and isn't Yotze, is not going on leaving a Rebbe. But if you hold on leaving a Rebbe, that would not going to go in Rabbanan. If you hold according to Rabbanan, that would be perfectly okay. Right. So now comes to some interesting, there's a very interesting shaila that came up about this fairly recently, that a Chabinish, a guy had been noder what do you call those little things on the secretary, the breastplate, and his Beit HaKnesset. And then he had an opportunity to get two very beautiful, the Palmonim holders, what do you call those? What do you call those in English? The separate ones, not the Palmonim ones. And that was worth more. So the question was he allowed to be Mishana is that, or is it me, Dafka? I mean, he said, of course, now he's bringing, like the case over here, I'm going to bring Shnei Shvarim, that each one would 99, But I didn't bring the Shor Shavim on it. The Shor is, can you, no, the Shor is, you need. Not a Pesach, you need a Hetzer. You need a Hetzer in the door. You know what a Pesach would be, but you need a Hetzer in the door. So that was the question. First of all, the Shaila is the Shita that the Rabbanan hold that the larger one includes the smaller one. Is that a Lechatchila, or is that like your Yotze if you do that? That stops you to be a Machlokas. Not everybody holds you can do Lechatchila, that you could be me if you want to really be Yotze here. Specifically the way you might be thinking, you should be. Okay, that was one question he dealt with. And then the other Shaila is? Halacha l'maisa. I mean, would this apply b'chol to all the time? It's slightly, it's two different things, really, in a sense, you could say. Or do you look at it as all decorations for the favorite player and so on? L'maisa, he paskin that he should get a hetter in the door. But he held the income from this Gemara that it was really okay without mikra. Then he held it as
like a part of
it. Yeah. Basically. And that it was okay even with Hasila, but he wanted to be Machmir and told him to go and get it. But it's interesting, guys, that you translate it to modern Jews and we don't realize it. So if he says, San Hasan, we already dealt with one element of the Shisha and the Dapa, but there's also many other Shitas. Among the 13 large shofarot, which were in the Beis HaMikdash for various purposes, for monies, there were six that were set aside for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. And the question is, why six? And we discussed this earlier. So Chizkia, we didn't discuss Chizkia's approach. Chizkia says, the reason there were six is because they wanted to have a separate shofar for each one of the batei avot of the Kohanim that were being osek in those, in that particular day. So if somebody would put in money as a of course, lemaisa, the money that was put into these were really kites on his back that was brought from Moses, if you recall, of any type. However, Kohanim, as you know, are always argumentative and problematic, as we've seen on a daily basis here. And in order to avoid the problems of dealing with Kohanim, if we would have all of these things put in, let's say, to one shofar, and on one day there would be a lot of business that the Mizbeach had. The people were bringing shlomim by the thousands, and these guys, look, at the end of the day, there was no time to bring any kayats from Mizbeach. They've all been expecting to get some new shoes out of this deal. There were no errors that day. Next day comes along, the next day, there were very few shlomim. So they open up the shofars, they take out half of the money in the shofars, they bring oilis all day, and they walk out mamish with beautiful shoes and the jackets and wallets. I mean, these guys are walking around with Yves Saint Laurent. I mean, it's unbelievable. The other guys are going crazy. And God only knows what's going to happen in the race. I mean, if this keeps up. So they decide what they do is they provide for each Beit Av its own personal shofar. So if they were going to go and bring kites from his back, they would only take it out of the shofar that anyway money had been put in for their Beit Av in the first place. And that way, the others couldn't be jealous. It's their turn, and they'll have in their shofar. So fine, but what are you timing on me? I'm not taking from yours, I'm taking from mine. So that's why we had it. Incidentally, it's not so precious, because elsewhere it says there were seven but they have.
No.
They split the Mishmalim. What's the matter with you? When was the last time you did the Avodah? What's wrong?
It's been a long time.
Long time ago?
Yeah. I think Rabbi Nosega said every day in the beginning. 24 Mishmaros. Each Mishmar, they both the others from that day.
Correct.
What does this mean?
What does that mean? They're different families. The Mishmar is a different thing. There's different subfamilies in the Mishmar.
And each one.
I mean, how many Selavans do you know? We talked about Egel Shachor, Egel Lavan, Sawyer.
I wish that shit said it would be flashy to get points. But then at the end of the week, then it's cleared out. And
not necessarily.
So how?
You split it up again. Beit Av working on Sunday, Beit Av working on Monday, Beit Av working on Tuesday.
Right.
Whichever it is.
Different than the ones from the week before.
I imagine if they come from a different Mishmar, they wouldn't be the same
Beit
Av.
But it must be that they're cleared out.
No, it doesn't mean they're cleared out. It means that each Beit Av gets its use.
So shofar number two will be for Beit Av number two, yeah. Even though it came.
Could, The truth is there's different approaches. Some learn that it means that whenever it would be brought, if it was brought from that Beit Av, even if these guys weren't on duty, they would get it. So in other words, if something is taken from Shofar 2, let's say, it goes to the Beit Av that is connected to Shofar 2. On whatever day it is. That's certainly not the way Rashi learns. Now, that's a different way of splitting it up. According to that, you might say that there were shofars that were set out each week that were different shofars. I don't believe it personally. But you could tie into that. But for Pashtas, your problem is that each week we get into trouble. That's why we have a special bracha, Baruch Shashir, Yashkin Shalom, B'Mokha Mazah, and so on. I mean, you know, the more religious you get, the more fighting you get. Based on the Kesha, unfortunately, there's no difference. So it was a function of a weekly issue. Once they had the Khalifa of the Mishmaris. So they started over again. They weren't worried. Every day was a different Beit Av. So the question of here is that elsewhere it seems pretty clear there were seven Batei Avos. And that there were things that were given to a specific Beit Av even on Shabbos. So some tiny that this is Dafka Chizkiya Shita. No, it's Chizkiya who holds that you have to worry about fighting. Only split into he held they only split into six Batei Avos, because otherwise it's definitely without fighting. For people on Shabbos, kind of that a lot of things were split between all of the mishmaris, and how many? I mean, well, people can't bring korbanos today that are private korbanos and so on. That they would be outraged. How come we got Shabbos? So the question there wasn't a particular mishmar on Shabbos. There wasn't a particular Beit Av on Shabbos. There were only six Batei Avos, but there others all the same.
But on Shabbos, you couldn't put in money into the shofar. So I mean, the money was only put in on 6 days. So.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't it be seven?
Well,
every day
it was the given is the Beit Av, not the shofar. Chrisky is saying that we give a shofar to each of the six Batei Avos.
On the 6 days of the week.
Yeah, but I'm just pointing out that if they're not chayish for the fighting, then it seems that there were seven Batei Av. In other words, this is only Chrisky's shita. This is somebody Achronim suggests. It's only Chizkiya Shita to do Shisha Batei Avos, because we find in the Rishonim seven Batei Avos. We split them up, we split up also Shabbos. But if you're Chayish for Chizkiya, then Enoch Yami doesn't make sense to split up Shabbos, because then whoever gets Shabbos is going to be angry.
So you'll take from each one, from only six.
Why wouldn't the server just be emptied out after Shabbos? I don't know. Why wouldn't
be angry? I mean, nothing will be added on Shabbos. The money is, I don't understand, but the money is put in every day.
Right.
So,
Rebbe's saying when it's going according to Chizkiya, the whole idea that this is what the show is for is going.
That's what I'm trying to explain, but I'm not having much hatzlacha today for some reason. We start with the Batei Avos. How many days do we split the Batei Avos into? Six or seven? So if I'm forget about shofars, there's no shofars. Why am I splitting the Batei Avos? That way everybody gets a clear cut date. Now, if I worry about the fighting, then I don't give Shabbos to anybody. I make everybody equal, because everybody who would get Shabbos wouldn't be happy. The same person who holds it with Chayesh for fighting also holds that because of the fighting, we need separate shofars. So obviously, according to him, there will only be six shofars, because there's only six putting out. So we don't start with the shofars. So that's Chizkiya Shita. And why were they misakin? It's your shalom same thing. Rabbi Yochanan and Omer, mitok shanadava meruba, tikunam shofrot merubim, kitegu shalitab shalamot. Look, it's very simple. And there's no deep reasons. There was a lot of money that was poured into this all the time. And if it wasn't split, remember that the money in those days would turn into a group of cocksite. You leave it sit around, then you won't be able to use the coins. So to split it between the various shofars, there's less of a chance they're going to sit there with a lot of coins on top of each other, keeping damp and so on. So in the middle, they split it up. Ziriyama, connected par, the Egel, Ayo, the Kevis, Gedi, the Sayer. Basically, there were different things that the money was coming from. Because what would happen is, in case there was, in fact, an Adova for the Mizbeach Stam, so he could put it into whatever it was. A guy had been there a par, he would bring it into a par. And then they knew, if I take it out from chopper number one, it goes to a par. If I take it from chopper number two, it goes to an ego. So that in order to maintain all of the various type of korbanos, to keep it clear, so we put it into different containers. Why did I need to do this? Because it's going to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, you can't just go and bring a godel. Say, okay, well, I'll bring a larger name, and that'll include whatever was given. Maybe godel. Lo yatsa. Bar Prada says, kineged ha-parim v'ayimim ha-tfasim v'ayimim v'ha-motorot v'ha-ma'a. Basically, if you think about where it comes from, if I lose a carbon copy of a tzibur, now, the carbon copy of a tzibur is not mesa, right? Ain't carbon tzibur mesa. So I end up having motorot. If I find it, it was all good, I take the money, and now it goes, not get a ria, wait until it gets some money, sell it, we'll bring the money for cash on his bail. But since it came from a par, I want to use it to bring a par. So maybe I put it into a par. An ayah would be if I had a case, let's say, Ashram Gezelis. Would be an ayah. Ashram Yilah, it's been an ayah. So I would put, if I ended up with a Moses over there, it's private, but it's also Moses, I would put it into the one for Aylin. Where do I get a case of Kvasim? That's a little bit of a problem, because normally I don't bring it. But an Ashram Nerd, an Ashram Metzera, is a Kevas. Normally an ayah is vegetation. Is an ayah. Mm-hmm. But it happens to be Ashram Nerd, Ashram Metzera is Kevas, because they're only in their first year. So if those were lost, I put it into the donation. I want to bring the same thing that it was at the Moses Refund. So I bring it into the Kevas one. The Sawyer, I have the same thing, which is there, of course, is only the Tzibur. The Chatas Tzibur gets lost, doesn't die, the Sawyer is lost. I find it, sell it, take the money, put it into the box for the Seirin. Now, the problem is that the next one, which is HaMotarot, doesn't make sense. It's all Motarot. So what exactly does he mean by Motarot? We'll have to say that the Motarot over here are referring to something specifically where a guy set aside initially extra money. In other words, classical motorot, these are technical motorot. They're lost, we turn them into motorot by selling them and so on. Normally the word motorot is used for setting aside a backup. So I have redundant systems for my carbonas. If I end up having both, then the backup is put into the nedava, the one for my stress. And the ma'a, there's a little bit of a machlokas here, Rishonim, which ma'a it's referring to. Clearly the Ma is a reference to Kalbonites, which were the questions of the Shkolim, were two, the Shaila's like this. There's always a little bit of a Hechreya on a Shekel. If I bring a Chati Shekel, remember that there's that little extra to make certain that the amount is correct. But there's another problem in a case where two people get together and they bring one Shekel. There's two problems there. First of all, normally, there's an additional charge that for a money change. And over here, you're getting away without that charge, basically. And you know all about those temple money changers. I mean, they're really into heavy-duty money. Here, you're getting away with, you're bypassing the money changers. And like any bankers, there's always a charge if you manage to bypass them. So there's amalah. And then this would be your amalah charge. It would be the equivalent of what they would have made if they were changing your shekel for you. So that's how Rashi brings it over here. So this time it's referring to the Achreya. Whatever the Achreya, that's a ma, which is 1/24th in your Katsu Shekel. So you pay a ma. Whatever, but we put that into a separate container. Now, Kulu Kechizkia, lo amre. The reason we don't all want to agree with Chizkia is because, Lanzir lo chayshina, not everybody has Moshe Baruch in the Daf Yomi. So they don't know. They don't know about how Kohanim will fight to the end. So they're not Kayesh for the sake. Come on, Michael. Okay. Why? You make all the books. You know, each group is working on their day. They don't necessarily keep tabs of what's happening on the next day. They're not going to get into fights. So we don't have to worry about that. What's this business about worrying what the money's going to lie around long enough to rot? La fushe lo chashin. Kaziri lo amri, that we have to have separate ones for the bigger korbanos, the smaller korbanos. That would only be true according to Rebbe. Yechi Dalam Mutmi. We're not going to set up the Mishnah Shkolim going back to the Rebbe. They don't know the Bapare either, because what do you mean Motarot? It's all Motarot. What if it's separate one from Motarot? What is that supposed to mean? Motarot? They're Kulunami Motarot. The Rebbe are called Motarot. Besides that, I don't know what this Ma'ar business is, because the Ma'ar did not go to the Kaitan is there. The Ma'ar was part of the Shkolim, and it went into the ones that were there for the Shkolim. There were ones that were Shkolim of this year, Shkolim of last year, Taklan Hadikin, Taklan Atikin. So that goes into the Shkolim. So therefore, your whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Motor World doesn't make any sense. And the Ma'ar doesn't make any sense. Tomorrow, I think I'm losing your attention. Tomorrow we will get into the details about the Ma'ar and the Kalabayim and where it goes. And I'm sure that Dr. Feinstein is not going to be able to leave now.
Yes.
I knew. Take divrei Torah. Don't finish the figure. Leave it in the middle. That way he'll remember you forever. And the next time he comes back, he'll say, but what about the place where Rambam
That's
great.
So it's all
a
matter of communication with the author?
You know about the horse whisperer,
well,
right?
Communication,
I don't know. You know about the horse whisperer?
What now?
So this is the Yoyla whisperer. That's the Motorola.